Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Wow, wow, wow. Hits keep on coming. Pete Carroll, as he's doing his press conference, that says he's stepping down and out at Seattle, the news breaks that Nick Saban has retired. Incredible run. 17 years at Alabama, 6 national championships, an absolute just brute superpower, everything you could possibly, 7 national championships, 6 at Alabama. Just an absolute superstar in every way. When it came to the dean of coaching in college football, loses to Jim Harbaugh and retires. Immediately, you start thinking about who's going to replace him. And there's nobody who's too good to be on the list. The top of the list would have to be, it has been for several years, I think Dabo Swinney is number one on that list, and Lane Kiffin might be number two on that list. You know, the funny thing about Dabo is he's been around us, college football. Pardon me, my voice. Got to keep the hot drinks flowing. But he's been around so long and won so much that it feels, I think, sometimes like Dabo is older than he is. Dabo is 54 years old, relatively young man. He played at Alabama. He started his coaching career at Alabama. In fact, Dabo Swinney's only coached at 2 places in his career, Alabama from 93 to 2000. And then Clemson from 03 to 2009. Actually, so there's a little hole in there. What did he do from he sat out the 01 season. Oh, so he got some Alabama payments. Worked of the Birmingham-based AIG Baker Real Estate. They offered him a job. From April 01 to February 2003, I did not know this about Dabo. Dabo didn't coach and worked on real estate development projects in Alabama. Pretty incredible, actually. I did not know that about Dabo. So you're talking about a guy with an established resume. How hard would it be to follow Nick? It's going to be incredibly hard. And Dabo knows winning. Dabo also knows high expectations. You know, they went 9-4 this year. That was unacceptable. It was his third worst year in 15 years at Clemson, was 9-4, third worst. He won 11 games the year before, was not acceptable. He won 10 games the year before, including the Cheez-It Bowl, was not acceptable. So on one hand, you look at Dabo and go, wait a second. 3 years ago, he was the obvious no-brainer. Now, has he been surpassed in the modern game? We know he hates the portal era. The NIL, like all of that stuff. When I say he hates it, I just mean he has expressed discomfort with the modern era college football. Contrast that with Harbaugh, who has spent every press conference he does saying, pay the players, pay the players, pay the players. So if you want somebody who feels like they have fully embraced, and he's made a real effort to say, I have fully embraced what is next in college football, that somebody is Lane Kiffin. Now, Lane's been there. Jimmy Sexton, same agent as Nick, knows the lay of the land, knows the people, has, I think, most people around college football. I spent a lot of time around college football. Most people around college football think that he has kind of maxed out Ole Miss, that you're not going to win a national championship, you're not going to win the SEC. There are some people that think Lane agrees with that, that Lane feels that way. There were some low-key rumors before Oregon hired Dan Lanning that Lane Kiffin wanted that job, which makes sense. Oregon's a better job than Ole Miss. At the time, had a clearer path to the college football playoff, more money, better recruiting, like all these things made sense. Not interested. So, Lane is going to want this job. And Lane feels like the most modern pick. But I mentioned another guy, Dan Lanning. I think I've been told earlier this season, when there were rumors about Lanning for some other jobs, that Dan Lanning is leaving for Georgia. And then you'd have to leave for Alabama, Oregon. And Dan Lanning, I would think would be on the list of like, let's vet this candidate. The thing is, he's so much, even I'm a pro Lanning guy, like a big Lanning guy. He's just less proven than Lane, and he's certainly way less proven than Dabo. And I think Dabo, in many ways, even though there's so much going on right now that has not gone well for Clemson, I think he's pretty safe because I think it's really hard to follow Saban. And I think the one thing with Dabo is his floor would be pretty damn high. Now, his ceiling, I don't want to talk about him like he's not a national championship winner. He is. But his ceiling would also be very high. It feels like Lane right now, this second, would have a higher ceiling, I think, at Alabama. I know that sounds crazy, but just based on like the way everything has shifted the last few years, Lane is all in. He is shoulders deep in that. Dabo's been pretty resistant to it. And so I think the good news for Alabama is they'd have a really good sense of Lane. Like, would he be right here? It'd be a complete departure from the type of coach they've had, the way that Saban has, played everything so close to the vest. Now here's Lane out here tweeting like a YouTuber, really leaning in. And maybe that is just exactly what he needs, what they need. We're going to a 12-team playoff. It's going to be a lot harder to just monopolize the top of college football. The whole game's changing. And Lane has been all in on, kind of helping that game change. As for Saban, he still had it. Like, he still had his fastball. They went 12-2 this year with a shot to go to the national championship and be 13-1 going to the title game. Like, this close to go to the title game. Now, I do think Washington would have beat Alabama, but I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't have, but that's what I think. My point isn't saying that. It's just I don't think Saban almost won the national championship. Losing in the CFP semis is not almost winning the championship. Just like, well, TCU really didn't almost win the championship last year, but they were in the title game. So Nick goes out just flaming hot. I mean, I'm going to read you Alabama's win totals going backwards. 12, 11, 13, 13, 11, 14, 13, 14, 14, 12, 11, 13, 12, 10, 14, 12. On fire. And to me, he could have kept going. I wonder, it'll be interesting to see what kind of money is out there. ESPN feels like a perfect fit. Maybe Fox would be interested. Saban's been on TV with ESPN a lot over the years, and I think he's done a pretty good job. Clearly enjoys it. You know, Belichick, would he consult with Bill on Bill's next NFL job? These are two guys that work together. Saban had the brief trip into the NFL in Miami, and obviously that did not go well for him. But we're about to have Saban and Belichick. It feels like Belichick. It hasn't happened yet. Saban and Belichick available at the same time. Now, Nick's retired, so available to who? Available to a television network or available to a football team? And Pete Carroll? I think college football stands to really lose here if Jim Harbaugh leaves Michigan. Harbaugh and Saban are not only the two biggest stars in college football, they are two of the biggest stars in football, period, and in American sports. And the coaches really drive the narratives and the story. Narratives has, I don't like the word narratives because it almost sounds like it's like manufactured fake. the coaches really drive the storylines in college athletics because they're the ones that stick around, right? The players, even if you play in one place for 3 years, you're gone. Saban's there for two decades, right? So Nick, the players change and Nick stays the same. Losing Saban and losing Harbaugh is a huge deal. Now, what college football has going for it is the 12-team playoff next year. The 12-team playoff, maybe you've heard me say this, is going to begin before Thanksgiving. This is how long it's going to go. It's going to begin before Thanksgiving. And next year, for example, it'll begin before Thanksgiving. It will end on January 20th. So, you know, as a point of reference, January 20th this year is the second weekend of the NFL playoffs. So we're over a week away from the national championship game, and we would have been playing it since before Thanksgiving. The college football playoff, and I mean this in a good way, is going to be exhausting next year. I mean, it is going to go forever, and they're going to have the first round is going to be home games for teams. So it's going to be a great event, and it's going to get a lot of eyeballs, and it's going to do great for ratings. But Saban is a main character. I said this about Pete Carroll earlier today. Saban has been the main character in college football now for two decades. The main character, all right? They are losing their main character. Harbaugh has become one of the main characters. So that's a big deal for college football. Who steps up? Who comes next? Deion Sanders, Coach Prime? Deion, absolutely. But he's got to win. I mean, these guys, you know, Jim just won the national championship. Saban won seven national championships. A long way to go. Jimmy Harbs to Alabama. Fascinating. You know, I don't know why he would do that. He just won the national championship in Michigan, his alma mater. He's getting an M tattooed on his arm. No reason for him to do that. So, no. If he's going to leave, though, maybe the NFL. And then somebody here said, Jonas says, DeBoer to Alabama or Michigan when Jim leaves for the NFL. I think DeBoer is a candidate at Michigan for sure. Sharon Moore, their offensive coordinator, their O-line coach who coached in place of Harbaugh this year, I think he's probably number one on their list. If you told me Harbaugh leaves, I would put the odds at him number one. But I think DeBoer would be like number two on that list. I think DeBoer really fits Michigan, similar to UW, like legit, like sweet academic institution, great college town. But the difference is that Michigan has more money, a lot more money. And they could pay DeBoer more, and more so they could commit more to football. Now, maybe Washington's prepared. I mean, they just went to the title game. Maybe they're prepared to start to match all that stuff. We're about to find out. Kalen DeBoer's agent is Jimmy Sexton. Same agent as Nick Saban. Same agent as Lane Kiffin. Like, as any of you that follow college football know, that is the power broker. That is the guy. So he's right in the mix. DeBoer will be right in the mix. If for nothing else, leverage. Robin says, how about this for a hot take? Harbaugh goes to be the head coach of the Seahawks so we can stick it to the Yorks. I think Jim would be 100% down for that. I said that earlier today. So Robin, you are on the same page there. I'd be surprised if John Schneider, who had a front row seat to see how difficult it was for the Niners to maintain, they've had a lot of stability. Right, well over a decade of stability with Pete. Jim is a winner. Usually teams that are around, I think the teams that are interested in Harbaugh are desperate. You know, that's generally what happens. Right now, John Schneider, he's got a Super Bowl ring. He's got another NFC championship banner. He just took a team that traded Russell Wilson, rolled it back and won 9 games this year and almost made the playoffs. He probably thinks he's close, needs a quarterback. Maybe they draft one this year. They're drafting 16th. I don't think he thinks they've got to swing for the fences with their head coach. He'd rather do it his way. I don't blame him, but I think they'd rather do it their way than bring Jim in when they feel like they're halfway there. Now, they're the coach and the quarterback away. So that's a long way from halfway. But I'd be surprised. I'd be impressed. I think it'd be bold, in the same way that it'd be bold in Dallas, in the same way that it'd be bold in Philly to hire Harbaugh. But I don't think it makes sense for Seattle. I think it makes a ton of sense for Jim.
Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about Butcher Box for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, Butcher Box is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Michael says you can't fire the old guard, then hire a remnant of it. No way Quinn goes to Seattle. That's a good take there. I agree with that. That's a good take. Good take there, Michael. As for Nick, I think we're going to see him on television. I think him and McAfee, maybe he replaces Rodgers. He doesn't replace. He already does a McAfee spot. So if you told me game day was now like Herbie, McAfee, Saban, and Saban takes the Lee Corso spot, I could see that. And Desmond, obviously. But I could see Nick might, if I had to bet right now, I'd say Nick is replacing Lee Corso on College Game Day for a lot of money. Big Noon, Fox's pregame show, has made up a ton of ground. Not just because of the pregame, which is good, but also because they've moved that, they took advantage of that noon Eastern 9 a.m. Pacific time slot, and they hit a home run. I mean, I think people wondered whether or not that would work for Fox television, and it's worked. So I think ESPN, they took a big swing when they went to McAfee. You know, there have been debates about whether it's worked or not. I think it's debatable. I think it's worked. He's made them more relevant, and that's saying something because they're relevant, right? Whatever you want to say, they're relevant. But College Game Day, I think, could use a little more specificity, and Saban would bring, you know, they got Urban Meyer over on Big Noon. Saban would invest his time. He'd be very good at it. He's been good at it. He's done it. He's tried it. So that'd be my guess right now. My guess right now is Saban is going to ESPN for College Game Day. Fox is pretty good at sports. I've been lucky to work with them. And they do, I think, I love the way, especially football looks. You're not going to be able to do it. I wish we'd had this guy. I hadn't thought of it. But, and I think ESPN does a great job in college football too. Like the biggest shows, right? So like your Klatt, Gus Johnson, your Herb Street, Chris Fowler, like they had like 85, at least I think 85 cameras for the national championship game the other day. But one thing you notice that's different, and I honestly don't know that one is better or worse, but they're just different. If you listen to the crowd noise on an ESPN broadcast, and maybe you notice they're during the national championship game, it seems to me that it's just there's a little more compression on that audio. Fox really lets you hear that crowd noise. Congrats to Saban on a wonderful career. Yeah, Tito's toast to Nick Saban on a hell of a run. And he could have kept going. That is the crazy part. He could have kept going. But, you know, maybe he had enough of the portal. Maybe it was just time. Maybe he wants to hand it over at a time when, you know, the program is still up. You know, I think part of a coach's legacy is, anybody's legacy in anything, is, you know, Saban leaves Alabama much better than he found it. There's no question. Does he leave Alabama in position to continue going strong? I think the answer to that is yes, right? Like, you don't want to leave something after a 7-win season and then the next guy's got to rebuild it. You want to get some of the credit for what comes next. And, you know, Saban will. The Saban era was not just a success for Alabama as an athletics department. It was a success for Alabama as an institution. Applications skyrocketed, tuition, enrollment, all of those things through the roof. I think this quote's been attributed to different people, but the first person I ever heard say it was Pat Hill, He was the coach of the Fresno State Bulldogs, my alma mater, when I was there. And he would say that football is the front porch of the institution. Football is the front porch of the school. There's so much built behind it that matters, but football is what can bring people in. It's the first thing they may see of a program. And obviously Alabama had greatness, and Alabama's a major institution. But Saban took it to another level. You know, I remember if you go back a decade, another decade, you know, people from your high school, let's say, if you graduated 20 years ago or maybe even 15 years ago, if they were leaving the state, for me at least, they'd go to Oregon. A lot of California kids go to Oregon, go to Colorado. We had a lot of people go to Colorado, but they were not going to SEC schools. Now I think you look at, and for those of you that maybe you are a college age or just out of college, or maybe you've got a kid that's in college, I hear a lot more about kids going to SEC schools. I want to go to football, not to play football, just students. Like I want to go to Alabama. I want to go to Georgia. I don't hear as much about Clemson, but I definitely hear about those. You know, that's an ACC school. But I definitely hear about those. Someone just had a good comment here that I want to get to. Yeah, this is Elliot says ESPN is full SEC, no more Big Ten. Now, Saban could analyze the Big Ten or whatever league, but this is a good point too. Full on SEC. And he'd even fit in better. So I'm sticking with that prediction that that's where he goes. Crazy day. Pete Carroll, now Nick Saban. This is a crazy day. Mr. Joe says, Harbaugh goes to the Chargers to come in at second. Face Patrick Mahomes twice a year. Mahomes is light year better than Herbert. I'm not so sure about that. I mean, yes, the Chiefs would keep winning divisions, but I think the Chargers would get them. I think they'd get a few. I think they'd get a few. So Bryant says Jimbo Fisher is somehow going to fall up into the Alabama job. That's good. All right. That was breaking news. Got to run. Thanks for all of you for jumping in on short notice. I will be back, if my voice allows, Thursday morning. I'm going to do a stream Thursday morning, probably early, like 8 Pacific, something like that, if that's early for you, 8:30 maybe. But I got to go protect the voice now. All right. Thanks for hanging. Hey, hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. That helps a lot. When you hit the like button, YouTube suggests the video to more people, and that really helps out the video, but more so it really helps out the channel. When you do that, you get more subscribers, you get more views, and that makes you a sponsor, just like Tito's Handmade Vodka. Thanks to Tito's Handmade Vodka, Tito's Toast to Nick Saban. All right, everybody, later.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.